Hello, welcome to the English News of Mental Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, this morning a national conference took place in Hanoi, summarizing the work of people's cultural and provinces and century-run cities in 2023 and implementing the work plan 2024.The 50th National Assembly and the People's Cultural Activities for the 2021-2026 term have gone more than halfway. The National Assembly and the National Assembly Standing Committee have made many innovations and proposed solutions to better perform the function of monitoring and guarding the activities of the People's Cultural.From perfecting the legal basis to strengthening connection activities between the National Assembly, the National Assembly Standing Committee, agencies of the National Assembly, agencies under the National Assembly Standing Committee and People's Cultures of Provinces and Cities nationwide.The Standing Committee of the National Assembly report clearly stated that the people's cultural practical activities in 2023 have confirmed that the people's cultural of provinces and cities have always proactively implemented programs and plans for the entire term in the area and outside. Besides, we always promptly resolve arising issues or unexpected tasks in the context of socio-economic recovery and development, we still face many barriers that must be removed or well implemented new policies of the center. The Ministry of Transport has submitted a report to Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Minister Zheng Liu Guang approving the policy of upgrading and renovating three routes, National Highway 53, National Highway 62, National Highway 91B in the Mekong Delta using workbank loans.With Highway 53, the Ministry of Transport proposed to upgrade a new bridge, Long Ho Bashi section, with a total investment length of about 41 kilometers in Vĩnh Long and Davinh provinces. For National Highway 62, the Ministry of Transport proposes to upgrade the section from kilometer 4 plus 200 intersection with Ho Chi Minh City Trung Lương Expressway.To kilometer 74 with an investment length of about 69 kilometers in Long An province. At National Highway 91B, the Ministry of Transport proposed to upgrade section kilometers 2 plus 6 and 4 Canterbridge intersection, kilometer 143 plus 180 with an investment length of about 141 kilometers.In Kantar City and Hậu Giang, Sóc Trăng, Bạc Liêu provinces. Hà Tiên City will be an international border gate urban area for culture, administration, science, technology, education, training, and coastal tourism. It has an important position in national defense and security and is a growth point in the west of Kinh Giang province, a key urban area of the Mekong Delta region.This is the orientation of the general planning project of Hà Tiên Border Gate City and Economic Zone, Kinh Giang Province, until the year 2040, which has been approved by the Prime Minister. Vietnam Foreign Front Committee of Thủy District and Long Hoa Ward coordinated with the Love Bridge Program and the Tang Volunteer Group to organize the inauguration ceremony of Love Bridge No. 110.The Tam Bridge 169 in Bình Chánh area, Long Hoa Ward. This is a project to welcome the Finance Front Congress at all levels for 2024-2029 term. The bridge is 19 meters long and 3.3 meters wide. Total construction cost is 240 million dong from social sources.The Sitting Red Sunday Festival 2024 with the message "Today a drop of blood, your life and mine" took place on March 24 by Kantar City Youth Union in coordination with the informed newspaper, Southwest Mobile Police Regiment and City Red Cross Society and organizations. The program aims to promote the spirit of volunteering for the community among officers, soldiers, and union members, a rush in the spirit of willingness to volunteer to donate blood and serve lives, contributing to the cause of caring for and saving lives, protecting and improving people's health. At the same time, through these volunteer activities, they also help build a beautiful image of youth and people's police soldier in the hearts of the people. The song for the English News of the radio and television station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.